Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you knew early on really who was going to be the nominee? And what would you do with all that extra time to craft, as Newt Gingrich calls it, a truly, truly national campaign for the presidency? Well, we kind of know who it might be at this point, right? And we'll know a lot more, of course, because here we are, folks, on New Hampshire Eve. And I'm telling you, I think things have really just been turned upside down in what would be a typical sort of standard issue view of how politics work in this country, especially where primary politics are concerned. And we really are perhaps seeing something very, very unique happening in terms of DeSantis dropping out. Now that's really just a head-to-head race between Trump and Nikki Haley. And the grand question that we were even talking about yesterday about DeSantis dropping out is, what is the path for Nikki Haley? Well, I think Nikki Haley thinks that there's a path, but I do think there's a growing consensus, my friends, that there really is no path for Nikki Haley to acquire the GOP nomination. We'll talk about that, plus much more here on the Tuesday edition of the program, folks. Glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. And as I said, we have a lot to talk about, and we'll definitely look at the idea, does Nikki Haley have a path to the nomination? I'm here to say that I don't think that she has that at this point, given everything that's now gone before. Yes, the Trump trials, the Trump indictments could have a bearing. But right now, the voters have clearly said, and I think we're going to see something happen in New Hampshire as well, in terms of the enthusiasm for Trump is just there. The idea of trying to right a lot of these wrongs that the Biden administration has done, that is just there. And so it does appear, for all intents and purposes now, something else could happen. There could be an upset, perhaps, in New Hampshire. But I highly doubt it. But it, again, it depends on where these percentages turn out. And then we'll even be able to see an even clearer picture, obviously, of what's happening. But, folks, once again, welcome to the program. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home station, our flagship station in Tampa, Florida, of course. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 and everybody listening on the GCN network. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we appreciate all the hard work that everybody does at GCN for us. Very, very much appreciated. And so, folks, once again, I'd like to know what you think about this as well. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And again, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to opine that way. Now, before we get into New Hampshire, before we get into does Nikki Haley have a ghost of a chance here, and before we talk about some of these other issues that are happening, I want to bring you up to date on what's happened, of course, with the United States and Britain, again, going after the Houthi forces in Yemen. Now, I said, and a little bit joking, last week, you know, I don't want to be here next week, or, you know, the week after that. At some point, we're talking about today was the 26th strike upon the Houthis. because obviously something significant has to be done. But all joking and kidding aside, this is a very serious operation. This from Fox News. U.S. defense officials said U.S. and U.K. ships and warplanes carried out multiple strikes on Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen on Monday. Multiple locations in Yemen experienced large explosions, which were the result of the airstrikes. A U.S. official tells Fox News one of the Houthi targets struck by U.S. and British munitions included the Al-Dalami airbase, along with missile launching sites and weapons storage facilities for ballistic missiles and drones. The strikes consisted of Tomahawk missiles from U.S. warships, as well as F-18 fighter jets from the Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier. Now, what they're talking about now is they're saying that they believe that there's been significant damage done with these, what they're calling precision strikes. They're saying that there was significant damage done to the Houthis' abilities. Now, and obviously, too, these targets were chosen such as to try to minimize casualties. They don't know exactly what or how many casualties may have resulted from this. But again, that's all part of how the free world approaches things many times, and that is trying to minimize the loss of human life. It's obviously a terrible thing when people do have to die in these kinds of raids and strikes. But do you notice the real difference? And of course, that's a rhetorical question. Of course, there's a real difference between what terrorists do indiscriminately to take life. They want as big a number as they can get. And whether it's on the other side, if they're attacking Israel, for example, or if it's something having to do with their own side so that they can use it for propaganda purposes. Real differences, folks. Real substantive differences that show exactly how far apart we really are sometimes. But obviously, again, this notion of going after the Houthis, I wish that they could go after them almost in one fell swoop and take care of this problem instead of saying, well, we've significantly degraded them. And again, this idea that these are defensive actions has a different kind of mentality and connotation to the enemy. The enemy has to understand that we will do whatever it takes. So hopefully these strikes have been very effective, but I expect, folks, that we will have to see more of them because of how this administration approaches things. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday morning edition. We are live, and we are coming right back. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So there's this fake Biden robocall that went out, I guess, in New Hampshire, right? Telling people not to go vote or something. You know, there's this write-in campaign that's happening, at least some people are trying to get to happen. And I think ultimately this could be pretty embarrassing for Joe Biden. You know, he didn't want to be on the ballot. Now, you know, I guess they're going to try to write him in and so forth. You know, folks, again, as I said, this is such a weird primary season for one thing. And you've got, you know, Joe Biden, who, again, presumably the nominee. But I think all these things that are happening now, they're swirling around. That are now, by all accounts, are going to give Donald Trump the ability to shift into general election mode very, very early on, like virtually now. I think that's going to rattle the Democrats. I think it's going to rattle their cages and they're going at the Democrat Party elite status in the vaunted halls of Democrat power. They're going to say to themselves, maybe we should make a change here. Maybe we should, and they just might. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to call in this hour as we're talking about, first of all, we talked about the Houthi strikes against the Houthis, I should say. We also are going to talk about what happened with the Supreme Court and their 5-4 decision to allow the U.S. Border Patrol to begin to remove the razor wire that was placed there by the state of Texas. So don't for one second think that this is that this somehow puts it to rest. We don't really have any information, by the way, from the Supreme Court. We don't have any real specifics, right? Presumably they will hear this again at a later date. But right now, this is a very, very significant development. So we'll talk about that as well. But there's so many things happening on the program this morning from the New Hampshire primary, which 24 hours from now, we'll be sitting here and talking about what the results are. We'll be going over that. And it will be interesting to see how just even the perception may begin to shift in this. Now, by the way, and I want to say this because I do want to get to the Supreme Court decision. I think that is absolutely earth-shattering here. But I do want to say this. You know, there are people out there, and this is something that Nikki Haley's trying to capitalize on. There are people who, for whatever reason, don't want to vote for Donald Trump. And some of these people voted for Trump in 2016. Maybe they even voted for him in 2020. But perhaps they have made up their minds that they don't want to vote for Donald Trump, what have you. In fact, we got a clip from Nikki Haley, Martha McCallum, with a great interview, just a brief interview with Nikki Haley, talking about, what's next, and you're trying to get these other people to, you know, come out and vote for you and so forth. But at the end, if there are those who have just purposed in their heart not to vote for Donald Trump again, they are going to, and it's going to be some time here, almost 300 days, less than that, 280 something, right? They're going to have the opportunity, I think, to have a real consideration of what it's going to mean if the Biden administration or some derivative of that, some other Democrat nominee, gets into office and this whole chaotic nightmare continues. So at some point, and even those who would just be adversely, you know, just absolutely opposed to voting for Trump, I think will make the choice that it's going to be better to stop the madness that we're seeing unfold right now. And I guess it kind of goes beyond the idea of holding your nose and voting for Trump. Some people may just end up doing that. But no matter what, if I put it in these terms, if Trump is going to be the standard bearer and there doesn't seem to be anything to indicate right now, I mean, again, things could change. There could be major upsets. You never know. But given what we know right now, Trump looks like he will be the nominee. So, therefore, going with, you know, the best that you can possibly do in order to try to turn these things around, because I'm telling you, and when we get to talking about this Border Patrol or the Supreme Court ruling regarding the Border Patrol can take away the razor wire and the barricades and so forth that Texas has placed there on the border between Texas and Mexico, it all goes to this. If you had an administration in place right now that was not trying to make sure the border was open, to make sure the border was porous, to make sure that the border was virtually no checks and balances there, virtually nothing to stem the tide of people coming across. And again, and I want to say this because, you know, we get new listeners to the program all the time, but I want to make sure that I'm understood here. It's not about, you know, some people will say, well, it's all just about racism and all this other stuff. No, nothing could be further from the truth. America is that place where so many people in far-flung places in the earth, and all they want to do is get to the United States. Each one of us in our hearts understands that kind of real desire, that real passion to say, I want to be free. I want to go somewhere where I can work, and I can succeed, and I can prosper, and be safe, right? So there are people in far-flung parts of the world who want to come here. We get that. But there are so many who are bad actors. And if the border was not open the way that it is right now, then we would have a much, much better outlook here. But because the border is open the way that it is, at the direct you know, intention of the administration. You know, what kind of administration says, we're going to sue you to take away the razor wire to make sure that, you know, literally anybody can walk across the border? You know, it's mind-boggling to have an administration that would do that on purpose. It's not about trying to make sure people have a place to come and be free, because there's already mechanisms in place to allow for people to do just that. So when we're talking about Trump, we're talking about, you know, being the nominee, we're talking about going into the general election, just on this one issue alone, if you had an administration in place right now that would enforce the law and would have the opposite idea, the opposite intention to make sure that the border was secure, then so many of our issues with the border would be solved virtually overnight. And obviously it's an ongoing process and so forth. But again, for the administration to go and say, no, you've got to take away these barriers such that our, you know, which is really their policy, can be implemented, and that is to have no real security. I think that, my friends, is something that should give us all pause. You know, people don't like certain political candidates. I get it. Some people think this or that. Some people would rather have so-and-so to be the nominee. I get that too. And usually that's done through the primary process. But as I've been saying, we've been handed now this very, very unorthodox primary process. And things seem to be coalescing so early on. So what we'll do when we come back from the break, we'll talk more about the Supreme Court decision. We'll talk more about what Texas can or can't do really in this situation. And I know there are people out there who want Texas to do a lot more than it's even doing right now. But this sets up a real problem, doesn't it, in terms of who's responsible, who has the authority. And this is going to be very interesting, though. But this is one of the reasons why our Constitution is the way that it is. This is one of the reasons why you have to be able to make arguments. This is one of the reasons why things like this have to play out ultimately. But it is quite interesting, again, that the justices, 5-4 decision, you had John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett joining in with the three liberals in the majority with this. So, but again, we don't know what their thought processes are. We don't know anything about that yet. So to some degree, we'll reserve judgment. But right now, of course, it means that what Texas was doing is the Supreme Court is pulling back from. But folks, you never know. And we'll find out more when we come back from the break. Here we go, folks. It is the Tuesday edition. Glad to be here. Glad that you're there. And I promise we will have fun on the program this morning, as always. And we're making our way. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back, everybody.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. We're less than 24 hours away now from the New Hampshire primary. Former President Trump is facing a surging Nikki Haley, even while remaining ahead in the polls. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropped out of the race yesterday and endorsed Trump.
Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci, Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden's not on the ballot after a dispute within the party over the date of the New Hampshire primary, but Biden's main challenger, Minnesota Democratic Representative Dean Phillips, is. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is announcing that he will not be seeking a third term at the head of his state.
Part of it's family. We've got three adult kids.
The Republican just ended his bid for the White House in the last few weeks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion. So parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we continue to cruise through this Tuesday edition, we're cruising through Tuesday. And I'm glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course, on the overnights in America. And by the way, folks, if you'd like to call in and opine this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. Or if you'd like to find me on Facebook, or also X, pardon me, formerly known as Twitter, of course. And so once again, folks, we're back and we're talking about the Supreme Court. We'll talk more about New Hampshire here in just a little bit, of course. But the Supreme Court on Monday, this from Newsmax, agreed to temporarily, and that's also key, let Border Patrol agents cut or remove razor wire fencing that Texas officials placed along parts of the Republican-governed state's border with Mexico to deter illegal border crossings. The justices, in a 5-4 decision, granted a request by President Joe Biden's administration to pause a lower court's ruling that temporarily blocked federal agents from disturbing the fencing while litigation over the issue proceeds. Two conservative members of the court, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett, joined the three liberal justices in the majority, with conservatives Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Brett Kavanaugh dissenting. The New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which issued the disputed interim ruling, is set to hear arguments on February 7th over whether Border Patrol agents violated Texas law by cutting the razor wire barrier. Now, by the way, there was something, as I was driving earlier today, and I was thinking about some of these stories. One of the things that occurred to me, because this is a 5-4 decision, right? 5-4 decision, John Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett joining in with the liberal justices. So now, wait a minute. Has anybody heard anyone on, I don't know, some of the different TV networks, shall we say? Has anybody heard any, maybe United States senators, you know, maybe majority leaders even, run out and say, guess what? We were wrong. The Supreme Court is not illegitimate. This, you know, the Trumpian court of people who were appointed by Trump, you know, they actually did a good thing, or we decided now that they're no longer, you know, in league with the devil, you know, with Donald Trump and this kind of thing. And suddenly, maybe, just maybe, we don't have to pack the court after all, because it looks like they're finally coming to their senses. Has anybody heard anything like that? Just you can send me a direct message. Maybe include a link or something like that. But, of course, I don't think anybody said anything like that. I wouldn't hold my breath at all. But here's, you know, you're darn tootin' that you would hear the court is illegitimate, again, for all these different things. Now, especially because the big rev-up to this, right, the big rev-up to this is going to be what happens when the Supreme Court looks at the Colorado Supreme Court decision to kick Trump off the ballot because he's an insurrectionist and so forth. And if they slam that thing down, as many believe that they would, you know, we're going to hear all kinds of cries. The court is illegitimate. So just get ready for that. You know, but I don't know. Sometimes I wish these people would just be consistent, right? I wish that they would be consistent, that they would come out and say, scream, the court's illegitimate when they don't like it. And then when they get something that obviously they just love, they would run out and say, the court is legitimate. You know, I not hold my breath, of course. And by the way, now there is this thing, because I just touched on this idea of Colorado State Supreme Court and their decision about Trump and the ballot. Well, there is something to do, I think, with Kavanaugh, with the decision or opinion that he was involved with a while back, years ago. And I want to research this more, of course, but having something to do with the idea that states do have some kind of ability regarding balloting. But again, I think overall, the overarching issue is that there is no insurrection, right? So that's the overarching issue. And I think even so, the Brett Kavanaugh history thing notwithstanding, I still think the Supreme Court will say as a matter of law that there's nothing here. There is no adjudication of anything. Nobody's been convicted of anything. And that's still, you know, even that in itself kind of sounds a little weird, doesn't it? Well, never convicted, you know, this kind of thing. But and I don't mean that to sound the way that it does. But in reality, nobody, Donald Trump has not been found guilty of insurrection, basically. Now, somebody could have their opinions. And in this day and age, and this is really key, folks, in this day and age, the use of words by the wordsmiths on the left is so important. This is actually even what they rely on. They spend all. Why do you think they write all that stuff down in the binder for Karine Jean-Pierre? They write all that stuff down in the binder so that the words are said, the sacred words are said in the sacred order, such that the sacred meanings are conveyed, right, to us, to just the people, right? And so they choose their words very carefully. So this is why you even, you know, you hear the same words being said. This is why it's sort of a funny thing. It's a bizarre funny thing, but it's funny. You know, it's the everybody got the memo. Everybody that's supposed to go on any talk show, you know, you're going to go on The View, you know, here's the memo. You know, in other words, that's what it seems like, doesn't it? You're going to go on The View, here's the memo. You're going to go on MSNBC, here's the memo. And in fact, folks, don't forget, we're pushing insurrection today. Right? We're pushing insurrection. And keep saying that over and over and over again. You know, it's just the way that it's done. So the words are very important, and this is why they've glommed on to an insurrectionist, because they want you to believe it's somehow setting this up, this idea up, that when the Supreme Court, which I think they will, reject the state Supreme Court from Colorado's decision, when they reject it, well, you've already been, I'm not saying that you personally, but they would feel that people have already been convinced that it's already a known thing. Everybody just agrees. It was an insurrection. And so if you're an insurrectionist, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3, then you can't hold public office, right? Unless Congress gets together and votes your status back in, I guess. And it's an interesting thing. Why did they put that there? Well, I think they put that there for that very reason, so that they could, so it wasn't a blanket. Again, this is all post-Civil War. And it was kind of interesting. Over the weekend, I got to watch a movie. A lot of times on the weekend, I like to at least get to watch a movie. And the movie we picked that night, I'd never seen it, and I can't remember exactly when it came out. I know it was fairly recently, but it's a movie called News of the World with Tom Hanks. And he is a person who goes from town to town, oddly enough, reading the news to people and telling them what's happened. And so at any rate, it takes place around 1870. And one of the news items that he's reading on his journey has to do with the fact that there's this 14th Amendment, among a couple of others, that was being discussed. And I thought, wow, I mean, that was a cool connection, because right now, you know, that was back in 1870, you know, in that time period. And now we're in 2024, and we are absolutely just converging onto the 14th Amendment, something that was passed in the just in the first few years after the Civil War, something that was the states got together and ratified, basically. So it was just kind of a cool connection. Very interesting movie, by the way, too. It was very dramatic indeed, and a very interesting take on those times, and just how people lived, and the politics, and all the things that went with it. But folks, when we come back, we'll finish up here on, we'll talk a little bit about the national weather as well. But can you imagine, folks, that you have an administration that says, that's okay, we'll just cut all this stuff down, and we don't really know who's coming across the border? That's the scary thing. So will the Supreme Court hear more about this? I think so. What will they then rule? We don't know. But argumentation has to be made. We're coming right back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through this Tuesday edition of the program. We hope that you're well this morning. We hope that whatever it is that you're doing, that you're just kind of rocking along with us here this morning. And whatever, again, wherever you are, whatever you're up to this morning, we're glad to be along the ride with you. And, of course, if you're driving a truck across the country, if you are making deliveries, if you're a law enforcement first responder, if you're up early right here in the wee hours of the morning with us, talking politics and history and current events and just about anything else we can think of, we're just glad you're there. And, of course, this part of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening with the national weather. Then we'll get back to the political news of the day. And always at this time of the program, we have a song that kind of gets everybody going, keeps you going through the night, through the wee hours of the morning. I love saying that, the wee hours of the morning. And, you know, just kind of keeps your blood pumping and, you know, so that you're ready for the rest of the day here. Because here we are, folks, all across America in the middle of the night, and we've got it going on, I'll tell you that much. Well, this is a great song, one of my favorites, one of my absolute favorites, by Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Here we go. Elton John released as a single back around the bicentennial. And it's a great, great song. Of course, the words by Bernie Taupin, Elton John's longtime writing partner. And the cool thing about Bernie, especially I think even in writing this song, although I think he also dedicated it to Billie Jean King at the time, I think. But Bernie Taupin, of course, became a U.S. citizen, naturalized American citizen. And but this song, Philadelphia Freedom, I always love because the instrumentation is so good. The incomparable bass line by the late, great Dee Murray, who is absolutely just one of the most phenomenal bass players I think that we've ever seen. But Philadelphia Freedom always gets me because it is about that in this country. When we talk about freedom, we talk about our love for it. We talk about how we will do anything to protect it and how we enjoy it. It's like no other, isn't it? Isn't it, folks? All right, well, let's take a quick look here at what's going on weather-wise across the country. This from the National Weather Service. Heavy rainfall and concerns for flash flooding will exist through Tuesday and Wednesday across the lower Mississippi Valley. A swath of wintry weather, including freezing rain and some accumulating snowfall, will impact portions of the Midwest, lower Great Lakes, and the Northeast. Much milder air with temperatures surging well above normal can be expected by the middle of the week for much of the eastern half of the country. Arctic air, which has been well entrenched across large areas of the central and eastern U.S. over the last week, will be replaced this week by much milder temperatures as a series of storm systems coming in from the Pacific Ocean crosses the southwest and then ejects east across the southern tier of the nation. This energy will set the stage for a widespread area of unsettled weather, including the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, Northeast, and large areas of the south going through the middle of next week. We've got farther to the north, we've got resurgence of warm air and moisture northward over the retreating cold air will foster areas of freezing rain on Tuesday and into Wednesday across areas of the Midwest, lower Great Lakes, and the Northeast. The cold air may still be deep enough to result in some accumulating snowfall as well, and especially for areas of lower Michigan to southwest New York, where a few inches of snow will be possible. For areas where freezing rain is expected, there may be as much as a tenth of an inch of ice accretion, which will result in locally hazardous travel conditions. No doubt about that. Let's check and see what we're seeing on our radar map this morning here on this wonderful and beautiful, and it will be beautiful, of course, when the sun comes up as well, beautiful Tuesday morning. We've got all kinds of rain and a little bit of snow, looks like just north of Seattle right now. But as you travel down towards Portland, Oregon, we got to have all kinds of rain there. We got rain mixed with snow in the Walla Walla area, again, here there in Washington State. And then we've got right around Idaho Falls, lots of snow happening there in southern Idaho this morning. And then we've got a large area of snow, just like we were just hearing. Basically, Chicago, Illinois. It's going to head on over through Detroit. This is, again, the lower Michigan area, over through Akron, Ohio. And that snow is going to dip down through parts of Indiana and then down towards Evansville, Kentucky, I believe, and kind of go right through the western part of Kentucky, the eastern part of Missouri, where it's going to turn into rain as it heads down towards Memphis, down towards Greenville, Arkansas, and then down towards Jackson, Mississippi, and on down into parts of southern Louisiana. So be careful there. And then from Chicago heading westward, it's going to sort of glance through the southeastern quarter of Iowa and then on over towards Kansas City, Missouri, and then over into parts of Kansas, over towards Salina. And this, of course, will impact you if you're coming along I-70. So do be careful out there, folks. No doubt about that. But hopefully we'll see a little bit. Well, one other thing real quick here to round it out. Southern Arizona down through Phoenix. Looks like they've got rain. Also down towards Tucson, you've got rain there. And then over towards a place called Wilcox, if you're in southeastern Arizona this morning, if you're going along I-10 there, lots of rain before you get to the border with New Mexico. Rounding one other quick thing out here, rain that's north of Houston, Texas, up near Huntsville. Also, the reading some lightning strikes there as well. So be careful out there, folks. We want you to get there in one piece. And we're glad that you're with us here in the Overnights in America. We're going to head up to the top of the hour news. And when we come back, we have so much more to tell you about. We'll continue on the Supreme Court decision, the attack on the Houthis, and, of course, where are we going from here as the New Hampshire primaries are going to occur. And I don't know, it's it is a very interesting time to be alive, isn't it? Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.